Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast in association with Firebox, who, may I remind you, are T3's retailer of the year. I'm Dan Maudsley, here with the most thrilling 10 minutes of raw, unadulterated tech since tomorrow's world swapped all its presenters for robots and accidentally took over the planet. Coming up on the show this week, it's a high def match special as HD, DVD and Blu-ray fight it out for what could be the final round. We'll be looking at some of the bargains to be had if you're looking at going HD, plus...
Let me take it out here. Yeah, there it is.
We'll be hearing about what Steve Jobs was waving in the air at Macworld 2008 and details on how you can win a bundle of audio gear and save a stonking £7 at Firebox by signing up to the T3 newsletter. See, everyone's a winner, except HD, DVD, or was it Blu-ray? Joining me to sort out just these sort of questions on our own quest for world domination is T3's very own Rhiann Morgan. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Glad to be here. But let's just skip all the pleasantries because we really want to crack straight on with the... Yes, that high def match special. Regulars to the website will have been following our high defometer, the technical name I've just given it, which... Let me just give it a tap.
Working well.
There we go. It's starting to point distinctly towards the blue corner. Rhiann, just fill us in on what's been happening here.
Yeah, basically, there has been a lot of things happening since coming back from CES. It was piped to be a massive Blu-ray versus HD DVD battle kind of thing. And so Blu-ray seems to be in the winning corner at the moment, and a lot of people are kind of going towards Blu-ray.
It was a bit of a no-show for HDVD, really.
It was a massive no-show. Warner Brothers obviously pulled out, as did New Line. They said that they're committed now to Blu-ray. So, and then Toshiba now is kind of a bit, ooh, I'm in an R-ring. They didn't say anything at CES.
It was just an embarrassment.
I think the best quote they ever had was, "It's been a tough day for me," and it was kind of, you don't say that.
And cancelling the HDVDV party.
I mean, even
at a funeral, you get a wake.
Yeah,
you know?
you do. If something dies, at least you get a party afterwards.
Yeah. So, okay. Who's backing who now? Let's just sort of get this down.
Right, we've got Blu-ray. Yeah. So we're saying the blue corner.
Okay.
We have Warner Brothers and New Line, and then also in the blue corner is actually adult entertainment. So you've got people like Digital Playground are going now Blu-ray, and Hustler.
Because, I mean, just rewinding the tape appropriately, that was kind of what did it for VHS all those years back. It was the adult entertainment bit.
VHS had kind of embraced adult entertainment, and Betamax said no. So then, it seems like Jenna Jameson has got a lot of power in the market,
Well, I could have told you that. But and all the studios as well. I mean, they've all flocked now to Blu-ray. We've got a couple of hangers-on in HDVD. It has been fighting back, though, this week.
It has been, yeah. Toshiba have said that they've just been slashing prices left, right and centre. They're kind of offering cutback prices of HDDVD players and just saying, this, you know, we'll undercut Blu-ray prices.
And they're pushing the benefits now of, like, if you can play all your DVDs and we'll upscale them, which, you know...
Kind of a bit pointless. Kind of a bit like, that's great. Yeah,
move on. But I suppose for lots of people, you know, maybe that is quite important. You know, they don't want to keep their DVD player and have another box on there. So
exactly, I think a lot of people are a bit confused by it all. Really, it's kind of.
I know.
It's a bit kind of like, what's going on? You know, what's happening today?
So, we've been looking. You know, what you can expect to pay now for all these kind of things. The cheapest Blu-ray players. That was the Sharp BDHP20H. It's got a real ring to it, that one.
And the
Sony BDP-S300, only moderately better title.
Yeah.
Both support full 1080p and 24p for movies. They could be both had online for around £250, which,
I mean, it's not bad.
No, going back, a few months even. You know, we were, and this time last year, it was like over £1,000. You know, we're talking for Blu-ray.
I think people are now just slashing prices.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty bargainous. But for real bargains, it's got to be HDVD. Yeah. The Toshiba HD EP30, again, that's 1080p and does 24p, selling online at Amazon and Tesco for £179.97. They even took 3p off from £180. So that's with seven free HDVD films. And then I'll just fill his either. I mean, the likes of Hulk, Troy, Full Metal Jacket, classic.
And then Toshiba as well, as I was just saying, they've actually slashed two of their models in the US.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it's really aggressive. 75 quid.
75 quid now.
You could fly over to New York, bag an HDVD player, and pop back
and then
for next time.
There you go.
Whichever way this goes, 17997 HDVD player, 73 HDVDs.
I think they're
that's got to be worth
playing
it.
An aggressive game, I think, with prices like that. So we'll see what the consumers
but
do.
But is this,
it.
I mean, is it, you know, an aggressive game or is it, crikes, let's just sell off all the stock?
I think it's a bit too soon to say. It's kind of a bit too soon to say. Like, it's all got a bit pear shaped, but I think they're just throwing all their kind of,
whatever they can.
It.
Yeah. Of course, the bargain we haven't mentioned is the 40 gigabyte PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Under £300 now, or from this week, in fact, £349 with two games.
Yeah.
And let's be frank, pretty decent Blu-ray player built in there.
It is, yeah. And you get the games as well. So I know which one I'd go for.
It's kind of all in one there, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And compared to the Xbox 360 and the add-on HDD drive.
Yeah, and then they've kind of said that that might not happen at CES. They kind of said that...
Well, yeah, the built-in drive you're talking about here. Yeah. Well, I mean, even if you go at the moment for the add-on one, it's a bit like another box.
Yeah.
It's like Concord taking off, you know, when you turn the thing on.
Your whole room just kind of vibrates and the people downstairs are like, shut up.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, keep your neighbours, it's not the best one to have. But there we go. Okay, so... definitely some bargains to be had. Mm. But I do want to move on to talk about, as we mentioned before, what Apple have dropped this week. But before we do that, there was one announcement at Macworld that look, could just put a spanner in the works of all this. HD movie rentals downloaded direct to telly via the newly updated Apple TV, Apple TV Take 2, as they're calling it. Are we just watching two dinosaurs fight it out here? Are we staring their replacement in the face?
I don't know, because Apple, there's another one, they're massive, they could just change the market completely.
And it's not just Apple, is it? I mean, Xbox 360 is going to be doing something similar like this. I'm sure PS3 as well, you know. HD downloaded movie rentals are clearly going to be a big thing.
Yes,
Do we need them on discs?
It's another one, isn't it? I think downloads is where things are going, as you can see from the music market, that CDs are now almost defunct. So I think that movies might be going the same way. So I think that
This money as well that's been invested in these two different technologies, like Clash of the Titans thing, and really, I suppose, just download them.
Yeah, you could do. you could do. I don't know. It's kind of This is just like completely thrown into random mix. You just download them. You don't even need any of the discs.
Yeah. I think they both probably thought, you know, we're going to get at least a few years out of these, but. Apple TV coming along already this year with HD downloads.
Yeah, I think their lives have been cut well short.
Yeah, there was a bit of an audible sort of gasp when Steve Jobs announced that at Macworld. It was a kind of because he sort of said you can get HD movie rentals on DVD quality.
Yeah.
And HD, and that was the kind of when everyone was like, let's move on now to what was really the big announcement at Macworld, the world's thinnest laptop. Let's hand over to Steve for the rest.
Today, we're introducing a third kind of notebook. It's called the MacBook Air. And so let me go ahead and show it to you now. This is the new MacBook Air. Yeah, there it is. Look at this.
Well, Steve Jobs doing what Steve Jobs does, I suppose. Is this what we were hoping for from Macworld?
I think Macworld came out kind of, you know, the MacBook Air is amazing. It's fantastic and it's got everything. Well, not everything, but it's got a lot of things that people wanted to come out with Macworld, you know, the thinness and everything. But I think a lot of people let down with the iPhone upgrades. It wasn't that much there.
Yeah, because it was like, you know, here we go, iPhone, and you were waiting for a new 3G iPhone. You know, here's some new map applications.
Yeah, it was like a new map application. And
look, you can drop a pin on the map now.
And you could text more than one person at once. That is revolutionary.
I mean,
how did they come up with that concept?
I couldn't believe that they'd not put it on in the first place. It was just like, what? Hold on. You mean I've not been able to text several people at once?
You're such a popular person, you didn't notice that you can text.
Obviously, you know, I really only have one contact in my phone book, and that's you. But, I mean.
So I think, yeah. Yeah. With the iPhone, that was a bit of a disappointment.
It was. And but did MacBook Air did make up for
MacBook Air, yeah, they did make up for it. You know, it's a phenomenal piece of kit.
It's pretty well spec'd, isn't it? 1.6 or 1.8 Core 2 Duo, 80 gigabyte hard drive, 2 gigabyte memory. I sound like a PC World advert here. And and a 13.3-inch widescreen and only four. No. No CD drive, though.
No, but it can do it remotely, which I think is quite
cool. That is quite cool, actually. I do like this idea of you know, borrowing another Mac's.
Yeah, exactly. Just put a CD drive. And then you kind of,
but not much good if you haven't got another computer.
That's not what I think. A lot of people are going to have MacBook Airs. They're going to have Macs anyway, and your iMacs and things. So I think that a lot of them are going to have that there. But I just don't know. It just seems a lot of aesthetics has come to the MacBook Air. Like, you know, it's thinner than your Nano, and it looks good. But I think I'd be petrified to use it. I'd probably lose it. Or just it'll slip down the side of the sofa. It's like, you used to lose a pound down the side of your sofa. Yeah. Now you lose your MacBook Air.
But, I mean, it's... I am still staggered when they showed the kind of picture of what the MacBook the Macintosh sort of chip, which you know they've slimmed down pretty much. When you look inside of it, the whole thing's battery, and then there's a bit of hard drive, and then this kind of little bit in the corner is like, well, that's the computer bit. Yeah. It's like how did this happen?
I know.
And 5 hours battery life as well, something less than 2 centimeters at its thickest.
Yeah,
£1,200. Is it a buy?
I think it is. I think, you know, if you're really a Mac lover, then I think
it's a big ass for a laptop, isn't it? Really, I mean, you know, I guess sort of £600 is sort of becoming the average.
Yeah,
sort of thing,
glitches
so twice
as well,
that
you can't change the battery. You have to go to the Apple store. To
yeah,
get it
well, that's kind of an Apple favorite, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of it's got a bit of like niggles about it, but I think if you're a Mac fan, then it's just kind of
okay. Well, just enough time left to give you details of our competition in association with Firebox, our retailer of the year. Just pop along to t3.com/s/Firebox, where you can win yourself a bunch of audio goodies. T3.com, also the place to sign up for our newsletter, which gives you a nice £7 off at Firebox. And you can get all the latest dispatches from the front line of tech news and our high def match. Well, before we go, Rianne, just your one-word reactions, if you will, to iPlayer.
I'm petrified.
iPlayer?
Clever.
Clever, excellent. CES?
Interesting.
HDVD?
HDDVD? HDDVD.
There we go.
Crisis?
No, I think one word I did say was your reaction. Blu-ray?
Filth.
Pradaphone?
Silver.
And 3D.
Glasses.
Okay, well, our panel of psychologists say you have intuitive abilities and are willing to work at relationships.
Oh, thanks for that.
It's interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that really is all we have time for. I've been Dan Maudsley. You've been listening to the T3 podcast.